This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we're broadcasting live from the lobby of the Country Inn and Suites in Tucson, Arizona. I'm sorry, I find this funny. I find this very funny. And we're going to maintain our composure as we've been challenged over the last 24 hours to even be here. But here we be. And Super Don is now called in as a guest of the program this hour. We do have Josh Hendricks scheduled to be an official guest. And he has his own show, the Happy Hemp Hour, I believe, in Kentucky. And he's a great guy. Farmer, CB Sciences, plus CBDOil.com. RSB15 gets you 15% discount on that. We've got some updates coming up at the bottom of the hour. Super Don, let me hear you as a guest of the Robert Scott Bell Show. How do you sound, my friend?
Hi, Robert Scott Bell, long-time listener, first-time caller.
You do sound like that. Actually, you do. But the thing is, the microphone on your telephone is actually working, or cell phone, whatever it is you're on.
Yeah.
So we're good to go.
Yeah.
And I find it very funny. Super Don, that today I warned you. I said, I'm going to need to rely on you today heavily. I'm going to lean on you. And this day, it was not possible. It wasn't happening.
Something is working against us here, but we will overcome.
Yeah, I'm going to smile and laugh all the way until I get to go to sleep tonight. So when we start this hour, we started last hour, we talked about the death due to modern medicine, how it's staggeringly large to the point where every 10 years, the number of deaths double the entire history of the United States military wars, the deaths in those wars since the Revolutionary War. I don't know if you can wrap your head around that. That's 270 years, how many years now? And in 10 years, modern medicine kills more people than all of the wars that our American military have been involved in. So what do we do with that information? We got to look at something else that's killing people. And the people of Flint, Michigan know about this. They said it was a racist thing. But I think this thing is happening across all strata. Poor people everywhere, but maybe even beyond that. The headline reads, over 400,000 deaths per year. 400,000. I mean, modern medicine, again, in the peer-reviewed literature level, 106 to 250. Now, somewhere, we've talked about 250,000 a year, okay? This is outpacing that. Now, if we go up to death by modern medicine, we're talking 784,000, of course. So modern medicine and all its trappings still technically is probably worse. But, man, 400,000, nothing to, shake a stick at, right? 400,000 U.S. deaths caused per year by what? Lead exposure. Now, you're saying, wait, how could this be, Robert? They pulled lead out of the gasoline. Right? We got catalytic converters now. Of course, there's still a little bit of lead in it. It's not totally gone. But there's still a lot of lead exposure happening all over. But I would agree, outside of the Flint, Michigans of the world, and there are a number of them in municipalities that are dealing with that, there's a lot of low-level lead exposure, chronic low-level lead exposure. Now, we've been told over the years that that doesn't matter, right? They'll always say, well, we know that lead can be dangerous, but it's at an acceptable low, low level, right? Or pesticides. We know that at this level, yeah, but it's always about the dose is the poison, right? Not the poison, but how much, right? So they've argued low levels, low level, low level. No big deal. Well, it turns out, Superdon, correct me if I'm wrong, Professor Bruce Lamphere, yes, Lamphere, from Simon Fraser University in Canada, they looked at low levels of long-term lead exposure to come to these conclusions. Am I correct in this assessment?
That is correct, yes.
What does that mean? What does that mean for Robert Scott Bell and all of his listeners?
Let's see. We can't play it because you're on the road, but I believe this would be Daniel's favorite song we would be playing right about now, right?
Then Daniel is grateful that I'm not in the studio because I can't play it. But we told you so.
I told you so for years and years.
Once again, validated by the medical literature rather than discarded by it. Validated by the medical literature. What have I been saying? It's low-level chronic exposure over a lifetime that is devastating and even deadly, and they're acknowledging low levels of lead, and that is causing 400,000 deaths per year. This is not massive all-at-once exposure that, you know, they always say, well, that's the real danger, right? Get in there and chelate it out. But this is why also intravenous chelation becomes a very valid medical intervention. When we argue against modern medicine, we don't argue against appropriately done intravenous chelation, because that can be life-saving for those that are suffering from these inordinate lead toxicities, but mercury as well. But we have other strategies. We're not waiting for that to happen. I don't want you to wait for IV chelation if you can't access it, afford it, or whatever. But we've got to realize that this low-level exposure, as I've been saying, is accumulative. And it's destroying lives. It's taking people out of the life chain far too early, Super Don.
Yeah. And, I mean, this is, like you said, you've been saying this forever, as long as I've known you. And they had what they thought was a particular number, but after this study, this revelation here, that what they've discovered is 10 times higher than what they previously reported, as far as deaths go. And this was not a small study. I mean, what they did is they tracked over, I think it was like 14,000 adults over a period of about 20 years. Now, here's a good example of where we talk about how they will do studies on this thing or that thing, this drug or whatever, and they'll do the study for a year or two. And I'll go, okay, well, here are the results. It's fine. It's good for you. Nothing to worry about. And what is it that we've said? You know, what about the long-term effects, right? What's going to happen, you know, 20 years from now after taking this? Mm-hmm. You can take a set of data from a study mm-hmm. and say, well, this is what happens in a year. But, you know, in most cases, what it is they're studying is not something that somebody is going to either take or be exposed to for just a year. And so we don't know what the long-term effects on these things are going to be. And here, lo and behold, we've got low levels of lead and people being exposed to this lead over a period of 20 years. And now they're finding out that they were way, way off base on what they thought the results of being exposed to this lead was. So, I mean, this is a big deal.
Yeah. Right. And folks have argued, like, low level of radiation, if we've heard this, hormesis, right, that's somehow beneficial. But, again, the long-term insult over time, it saps you, it zaps you, it saps you, it zaps you. And you don't know it because it's not an all at once happening. Like a sunburn, you know, oh my gosh, that's an acute exposure. You go, I got to get out of the sun. I don't want to do that again. But if you were overdoing it over day after day after day where you didn't even know it, and I'm not using sunburn as an example anymore, just as an acute response scenario. But in terms of mercury injections, aluminum injections, going into the autism spectrum overnight due to vaccination, that's an acute sudden boom. But it could have been preceded by generations now of exposures, right? Why do we have so much happening in young people today? We argue that they're getting a lot more exposure, but we're also seeing it generationally. So they're much more susceptible and vulnerable. We're talking about the canary in the coal mine. We've all become canaries at this point. Where I was of the children of the 60s, Now we've got them all happening in the children of the 2000s and the 2010s and the 2020s to come unless we reverse this trend. Instead, they focus on global warming or climate change. Instead of the real issue with pollution is that it intoxicates our cells, it displaces our minerals, and it creates chronic disease. But, of course, that's the game. Dependent, drugged-out populations, due to disavowing the role of modern medicine and all of its trappings, creating these very chronic conditions. We don't diss them for acute intervention, their ability to put Humpty Dumpty back together again. But everything else that modern medicine does, I'd say it crap, it's crap, but that's really an insult to crap. Crap is good, and it recycles into the earth, right? I don't know what they're doing with modern medicine outside of a true acute trauma care, by and large, you know, unless you're dealing with congenital defects, and that's surgical as well sometimes. But remember that these defects are due to epigenetic causes, deficiencies, and exposures, including this lead exposure story, Super Don. So this is a big one. Nice find.
It is. You know, and it seems like every few years we see another study that comes out that says, oh, whoops, sorry, you know, this chemical that we, you know, put out into the public and on the market, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago, yeah, it turns out that it's causing all these problems. You know, I mean, I think of the things like the fire retardants. And even like, you know, the, like we just covered recently and we've talked about for a long time, the BPA. I mean, that's been in plastics and receipts, you know, from the store and stuff for years.
Minute levels. It's just a little.
Now we're finding out, oh, well, we're sorry. And why is that? Because they come out with the latest, greatest invention of something and they say, hey, look, this thing is great, but they have absolutely no idea what's going to happen 20, 30 years down the road. Then we find out by that time it's too late.
Mm-hmm. Folks, you have got to take your selenium. You've got to take your 100% whole food selenium. You've got to do drastic measures. Super Don doesn't want to do it, but occasionally a coffee enema will do you good. I'm sorry, but you've got
Chris Barr said I didn't have to.
All right, if Chris said you didn't have to, I'll go with that. But, folks, I just want you to know there are other ways. Some of them you're not going to be comfortable with, but we're going to talk about them here on the Robert Scott Bell Show because we must. We must. This is what we're here for. This is what we do. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, even when certain forces unknown to us conspire against us to make it that we can't be on the air. We try to be on the air even then, okay? Folks, extra selenium, detox, get some echo water in you. That molecular hydrogen will supercharge all your minerals to do more efficiently. That's what we're always supposed to be doing, but we're doing in the face of lead, even at low, low levels, which are now acknowledging danger. Danger, Will Robinson. CVD, heart disease, and more. All right, what about the UFO problem? Do we have a UFO problem? Well, for some of our listeners, we don't talk about it enough. So we're going to talk about that next. Before we go from UFO to CBD.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
One of our listeners says they're taking 6 selenium per day. It might be the reason why his eyesight's getting sharper. Yeah, it could be. Listen, selenium is that profound. That profound. So, folks are, I dare say nobody's taking enough at this point to counteract the things we're covering here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. By the way, tomorrow we'll be live from the Healthy Habit in Phoenix, Arizona. If you're in Phoenix and want to come by Healthy Habit, it's a health food store we broadcast from there 3 years ago, I believe. We'll be back live tomorrow to go outside the box with Ty Bollinger. He'll be in remotely, and hopefully we'll have an easier time of our broadcast. But maybe we could reverse engineer the radio show from UFOs tomorrow and all will go swimmingly. What do you think, Super D?
Well, I suppose that might be interesting. Use a little alien technology to fix the problem.
Right. I think that, you know, look, if somebody from 1800 came and saw this setup I have here, they'd say it was reverse engineered from UFOs at this point. I don't know, but for now, we're on, we're hooked in, we're connected. Now, here's an interesting article that John Rappaport wrote, and it's headlined this. Head of Secret Pentagon Program says UFOs can warp space-time. And he says, what? Yeah, that's an interesting study, or not a study, a statement, a claim. Luis Elizondo, former head of Secret Pentagon Program studying UFOs, is now extending his recent remarks about the craft witnessed in our skies. In an interview with the UK Daily Star, February 8th, he said, for the first time, we have a compelling picture that what we are seeing is explained in our current understanding of physics, advanced physics, and quantum mechanics. Okay? We do believe all these observables we've been seeing, sudden and extreme UFO acceleration, hypersonic velocities, low observability, transmedium travel, and last but not least, positive lift, anti-gravity, is really the manifestation of a single technology, he says. So it's not five exotic technologies, all of their own. It's just one we're trying to figure out, and we think we know that one, too. So, what is it? He says, we believe it has to do with a high amount of energy and the ability to warp space-time. Not by a lot, but by a little. What is that? A lot of energy? Yeah, I think a high amount of energy. You're talking nuclear explosions worth that we haven't tapped into. Of course, we go into Tesla coils. I don't know if they can do it. Magnetic image energy, right? We are in an electromagnetic universe. Liam Sheff used to always say that. But the idea that we have a grid that can do what the UFOs do, that's fantasy land at this point. So I don't know what to make of this UFO story, Super Don. What tomorrow we're going to be able to beam up and out?
I mean, it even gets a little weirder because it says here that the Sun, which is another UK website, says that it obtained a comment from Elizondo's colleague, physicist Hal Puthoff. Puthoff came to the conclusion that the UFO craft can effectively create their own time-space bubble, which allows them to fly at such incredible speed. So we got space-time bubbles and warping space-time.
That's as good of an explanation as anything I've heard. I mean, to do the kind
like
of maneuvers.
Star Wars, Star Trek kind of stuff.
Well, no, maybe, but you know, a lot of the Star Wars stuff where they're flying like they're in an atmosphere in space, that's ridiculous. But in terms of the technology, that could explain it. Not that we can do it necessarily, but the idea of moving so fast and turning an angle. Want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
I Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Back at it. I lost the connection again temporarily. It's funny, it happened both times in segment two of hour one and segment two of hour two. I wonder if they're cycling equipment here. And for Super Don in the archive, I still rolled with it on the YouTube. So we'll have good audio for archives that you can blend in that second segment. Remember, tomorrow, Healthy Habit in Phoenix, Arizona. I'll be broadcasting live from that health food store, and I hope to see those of our listeners in Arizona. And we'll get you up to date. But last week in Anaheim. I used to call it Anna Slime. I don't know if it's like that anymore. Josh Hendricks was there, I believe, at the Natural Products Expo West, the largest natural products exposition in North America every year. And the state of CBD, I think people were going bonkers in a good way. Josh, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Robert. Good to be back. I'm back in the Bluegrass State, but after a week in Anaheim of pure craziness, I'm still doing a little bit of recovering, but always happy to join you on the show.
I know if I was at that show last week, I couldn't do what I'm doing this week in Arizona, so I'm glad you were there to cover for me.
Yeah, well, it was a pleasure to do it. It was a big week for hemp in general, and for especially for hemp extracts and hemp-derived CBD. We had the CBD Summit on Wednesday, and I was lucky enough to present alongside many other great experts from the industry. And, mm-hmm. I mean, just a packed house. It was incredible to see the excitement and see the interest. The Cannabis did a great article where they quoted me as saying this is the hottest product in the history of natural products, and they talked about Sean Murphy from the Hemp Business Journal and some of the numbers he was doing out there. It was just a really great start to Expo, which then trickled over into all of the other companies in the hot products section on Thursday, and then some of the mainstay companies like CB Sciences and Plus CBDO being on the main supplement floor Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and just seeing our booth like it is every year, 5 deep, 10 across, people wanting free samples and wanting to learn more about the evolution and how they can join and all that good stuff. So it was an exciting week and a lot of momentum that we're hoping to ride into spring here.
Josh, what a sea change, because I think it was a couple of years ago, not that long ago, where the version on the East Coast in Baltimore, Natural Products Expo East, didn't want CBD companies even having a booth in the thing because they were afraid the FDA was going to shut them down or something.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's been this this evolution of, I guess, progress for both us and for many others in the industry. Now I think there was 24 hemp extracts or form of hemp CBD teas or salves or whatever type companies displaying or exhibiting there. And then there's obviously your mainstays in the food and the body care, Dr. Bronner's and Manitoba Harvest. Manitoba Harvest announced at the show that they just received grass status on the food side, which is huge for the industry.
Nice.
And just a lot of hype around hemp in general. And I think, like you said, you've seen it, grow from them not really, being hesitant to allow companies like ours to exhibit there, to not only letting more and more companies exhibit, but to showcase the hype around hemp and CBD. It was really cool. And to see New Hope Network and all the good folks that put on Expo West and Expo East really went out of their way to help us, emphasize the impact this is having at the retail level and get products like Plus CBD out there and get more viewership and more, mm-hmm. hopefully more shelf space and food to come.
Josh, was the interest more into what can this do, or was it still a preponderance of, oh my gosh, is this legal?
A little bit of both. it always is. It was easy for us to say, well, of course this is legal. Look, we're here. Look, as Stuart kept telling people at the booth, it's the storm the gates mentality. It was like, we're not going to keep asking you for permission to do something that we know is right and has no ill effects on society or anything along the lines. It's just a win across the board when it comes to farming, economic development, and then product development and retail. That was kind of how I ended my talk was, I hope the retailers in this room, and there were a lot of them, understand the opportunity they have to jump onto this category, really make it its own category, hemp for your health, hemp body care, hemp foods, hemp nutraceuticals, et cetera, really getting people interested in that, thinking along those lines of, and seeing the numbers and the growth rates of this is the next big thing. I think everybody goes to those type shows, especially retailers, looking for the next big thing, the hot product they can bring into their store that's going to, set the benchmark in terms of the hottest SKUs and the hottest scans they have for spends data and all that good stuff. And Plus the deals proving over and over again to be that product. But many other options out there and many other ways to kind of promote the category of hemp and hemp derived CBD as a whole.
I just took some Plus CBD oil as you were speaking there because I needed to chill for the last 24 hours. All the excitement I've had trying to get to Tucson, it's been insane. And I've been rolling with it. And I think I know CBD is of assistance there. For those of you who are high-strung and don't roll with it, get some CBD in your life, go get it. PlusCBDOil.com. If you can't get it locally, I hope you can. But if you can't, you can go there and use the code RSB15, get 15% off. Now, were there any new product announcements from our friends at CV Sciences at this one, or was it more of let's continue to educate it?
Hello? Did I lose you? Did we lose Robert? Am I still on?
Oh, geez. All right. Well, Robert's going to go ahead and try and reconnect. So tell us a little bit more about what happened there at the expo. Anything that that sticks out?
Yeah, no. He asked about the new products, and we did launch some new products.
Right.
We got our new tinctures in our raw. You know, we have the three different levels, the raw, the green, the gold. And our raw, you know, just had the balm, and then we've done the raw soft gels. And in this expo, we released our raw tinctures, and we've got the peppermint and the unflavored in that. We also got some new flavors for our green. We've got the cafe mocha, which was a new launch for us in that category, in that middle category. And I think that's it. Probably not the best person to ask that question to, but yeah, definitely the raw tinctures and the new flavors. And we've kind of got, you know, we've got a spray or a drop and a pill and a bomb version pretty much at every level now. So we're kind of working off that and continuing to try to educate people about the different processes and the different formulations we go through to get to those three and kind of how they differ individually.
Sure, sure. Now, you know, something I'll say, I know Robert is having some technical difficulties here, so I'm going to take advantage of the situation here and talk to you a little bit about what is going on. Obviously, we've seen a lot of news as of, I don't know, over the past several months about the crackdown that we've been seeing in various different states over CBD products. And I know we've talked to you about this, you know, a little bit, you know, here and there in the past. And, you know, just recently there was a raid. I want to say it was in Kentucky. Are you familiar with the Kentucky situation where the police chief came out and was trying to...
I'm actually in Kentucky, but the incident you're talking about.
Oh, okay, right.
And all those, it was in Tennessee, and all those, it was in Rutherford County, and all those stores were, you know, the charges were dropped. They were given their products, their money back, and basically begged not to sue the county, which I think they're probably going to, you know, to prove a point that, hey, you guys are just misinformed because of these law enforcement agents. And, you know, some steps need to be taken to educate not only those there in Tennessee, but hopefully those around the country to say, hey, look, you guys are barking up a tree that you don't want to bark up here, because there is legal standing. And we went through that in Indiana. And if there's anybody listening in Indiana, I would ask that we're very close to legislation. We've got tomorrow morning to hopefully make a big push. A lot of our customers are going to be getting emails asking them to reach out to Senator Young in the state of Indiana there and let him know that SB 52, and while we certainly appreciate his efforts and thank him for his support on this bill, we really want him to remove the requirement of a QR code. A lot of companies go much further and farther beyond the QR code. We're working towards industry regulations on testing and how to go about getting those testing results easily accessible. But a QR code is an outdated tracking device to begin with that not many folks know how to use or would use. So requiring that alone, without any other options for full traceability of the product is a little bit silly. And for some reason, that's just his sticking point. So we're trying to pressure, apply a little pressure and get him to loosen up on that requirement and allow other third-party verifications on the bottle, so that, you know, every company in the country doesn't have to change their labels just to be able to sell in Indiana, which would be a logistical nightmare. So yeah, we're dealing with it across the board. And, you know, every day I get a call from somebody, and I think Robert was talking about how tough Expo could be on you. I got back Sunday night at 10:30 and had to hit the ground running Monday because there was, you know, more stores calling saying they had heard this, or their local cop had come in and questioned them about the product or whatever. And you really, you know, just have to give them as much ammo as possible to say, hey, look, you know, I want to help educate you. I wouldn't have this in my store if I thought I was doing something illegal. And, giving them the defense they need to kind of have two legs to stand on, hopefully.
Hey, Josh, I got to ask you, what are we going to do together when we're at the Northern Colorado Hemp Expo coming up in April? I'm very excited about that. I'll be back in, you know, flying to Denver on purpose for a reason, not to go to Tucson. And we'll be broadcasting live from that event and coordinating it, hopefully better than I am here in Tucson. But I'm looking forward to what are we going to do at that event?
Yeah, so you know, we just got back from the largest natural products expo in the country, and you and I will be going to the largest hemp expo in the world. It's the NoCo Hemp Expo in Loveland, Colorado, coming up the first weekend in April, first Friday, Saturday, April 6th and 7th, I believe. And CV Sciences is actually the sponsor of the Media Room. You know, you've got your show, but I've got my show, the Hemp Happy Hour, so we're going to be promoting that. You and I are going to be getting tons of interviews with lots of folks from the hemp industry, you know, really just trying to get people to, you know, get more and more people excited about this category, excited about this emerging industry in the United States.
Yeah, so stand by, folks. It's going to be exciting, and we'll have all the bugs worked out, I promise, for that event, because we're going to be broadcasting live Friday, and I think we'll do a Saturday broadcast from there. It will also air on Sunday. So for those of you watching on YouTube, you'll catch it a day early. And I know that, again, folks that are watching, I apologize for all the crazy technical stuff today here, but it's a miracle that we did any of the show. If you knew more of what went on behind the scenes, and Josh, my friend, I'm so looking forward to being out there at the NoCo Hemp Expo, the world's largest. I didn't realize. It's going to be awesome. So, Josh, keep up the great work, and we'll see you soon, my friend.
Thanks, man. Looking forward to it.
All right. PlusCBDOil.com. Check it out. We got lots more healing to go, but only one more segment to do it in, and we'll do it even if I have to phone it in, which I'm doing right now. We're going to talk about vegetarians versus meat eaters. Oh, that's a meaty subject, even for vegetarians. You'll find out why after this break on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
If you talk, your neighbor will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Sometimes it only requires a telephone, a phone connection. Today, we've been all over the map. You've been hearing me on our standard, high-end radio broadcast equipment and by telephone. And that's the craziness we've been dealing with since arriving in Tucson. Actually, the 24 hours since leaving for Tucson. Tomorrow we'll be at Healthy Habit in Phoenix. Hopefully all will be well there as far as our connection. We'll see. We'll do our level best. But, man, it's been a crazy one. Super Don is still hanging in there. I want to thank Josh Hendricks as well. Also, say thanks to our friends at BetterWayHealth.com, Beta-1-3D Glucan. That's an awesome immune modulator. I'm going to keep that immune system rocking in tip-top shape, man. That stuff rocks. It really does. And so many more things that we like to talk about here on the show. What about vegetarians versus meat eaters? The most contentious shows I've done over the past 10 years involve Liam Sheff and vegetarians versus meat eaters. It's just the way it rolls, I guess. UFOs, not controversial. Natural cures for cancer? Not controversial. Vaccines are bad? Well, a little controversial. But meat versus vegetarian. Ooh, man. That's World War III or IV. Here's an interesting article. Menus with vegetarian sections can lead customers to eat more meat. I didn't say eat more fat. I said eat more meat. That's kind of weird because people that are vegetarians, they want to, hey, do you have any vegetarian options on your menu? Oh, yeah, we have a whole section on it. And what happens, apparently, according to this study, is that those vegetarians are more inclined to eat meat. What? That makes no sense, Super Don. Are you making any sense out of this?
Almost. So what you've got is people who eat, and this is the distinction, it's people who frequently eat vegetarian food but are not necessarily vegetarian. We're less
not necessarily
half as likely to choose a vegetarian dish, yeah.
Oh, okay. So when it's separated out, they're like, they can't be bothered to select it. They can't see it. Or is there something about segregation? This is going back into the segregation between meat eaters. And you remember those days? They opened the – no, that's a different kind of segregation. I'm sorry. That was
–
this is really
–
yeah, they're all together. But the idea is if you segregate the menu and you put vegetarian options completely separate instead of mixed in with everything, those people are more likely who would tend to go vegetarian are more likely to eat more meat. I get it. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of weird, and I don't know, I don't understand the psychology of it exactly, and I'm not sure that these people really quite have it figured out, but these were the results, anyway, that came up from the study. Now, I think the punchline on this, and there is one, and of course there has to be one, because otherwise I wouldn't have picked the story, but here it is.
Yeah, what is the punchline?
One of the researchers, the study authors that they quote here in the article, her name is Linda Bacon.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. The author of the study, her name is Linda Bacon? No, I think that's a little bit of bias there. All right, you vegetarian. The woman that wrote this thing is Linda Bacon. I don't know if she's a vegetarian or not, but check out the study, the story. They're all linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. And listen, I appreciate all y'all for tuning in for whatever fraction of 2 hours you were able to give me tonight, because we weren't all connected the whole 2 hours. It's kind of been bizarre. And I've got 2 more hours to go. So honestly, if it's prayer or if it's just sending good energy, good vibes, I will accept it tonight, because I'll need it. I've got 2 more hours to go before I can get back to the hotel and get a good night's rest and start all over again. Again, tomorrow we'll be at Healthy Habit Phoenix. Hope all will go well there. I want to say, again, a great big thank you to Josh and Rick. Thank you to Daniel on the board for doing extraordinary work today as we reflect in between our normal connection channels and the telephone to the Skype to this. It was crazy, absolutely crazy. And I'm grateful that we got through it. And I'm looking forward to an even more adept, technologically speaking, show tomorrow. And we'll go outside the box with Ty Bollinger, of course. So check out the links in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Super Don's got his work cut out for him. He's going to patch together the show for archive purposes between the YouTube version and the version we did on GCN through the radio, our broadcast radio syndication, which you can catch the archive right away. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, and SoundCloud eventually. We'll all be there. Go to robertscottbell.com. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your frenemies. The place for health, freedom, and healing liberty right here, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on GCN. Links are up in the show notes again, robertscottbell.com. One more thing to tell you before we sign off. Right outside of that, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income, so you can live your passion.
visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.